Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, September 16th, 2011. The president was on the road this week, pushing for his jobs bill, even if that means more taxes for the wealthy. House Speaker John Boehner pushed back, saying no taxes should be raised for anybody, ever, no matter how much extra Warren Buffett says he can pay. This quarrel will probably last the rest of this year until the Congressional Super Committee decides how to pay for the promised multi-trillion dollar cut in federal spending. Actually, the quarrel will probably continue throughout 2012. Meanwhile, the economy regresses. Pundits are already calling the years from 2000 to 2010 a lost decade, and the Census Bureau's got some persuasive numbers to support that contention, namely that U.S. median household income dropped 7% between 2000 and 2010. Just between 2009 and 2010, the drop was 2.3%. When the median moves down that much, a lot of people have lost a lot of money. And a lot of people are flat-out poor. The Census Bureau says that the number of Americans living below the poverty line was 46.2 million at the end of 2010, which is about 2.6 million more than it was at the end of 2009. The poverty line these days is less than $22,350 a year for a family of four. 46.2 million is more people than live in Poland or Argentina or Canada, for example. Of course, the U.S. population is greater than it has ever been, which drives up the absolute numbers of every income group. On the other hand, the percentage of population below the poverty line is about 1 in 7, the highest it's been in nearly 20 years. And it's going to be a while before that changes, unfortunately. A panel of 52 professional economic experts belonging to the National Association of Business Economics is now predicting that the U.S. economy will grow a meager 1.7% during 2011, down from the panel's earlier prediction of an anemic 2.8%. For 2012, the panel predicts 2.3% growth. Consumers are responding to this bad news, which is bad news all by itself. Retail sales were essentially unchanged in August when compared with July. Apparently, Americans decided to put off buying big-ticket items such as cars. Auto sales were off by 0.3% for the month. Without auto sales in the equation, retail sales would have been up a scant 0.1% rather than flat. Also, the Consumer Price Index increased 0.4% in August. As usual, the non-core items of gasoline and food drove much of that increase. Without food or energy, consumer prices were up only 0.2% month over month. The Producer Price Index, however, which is wholesale inflation, was flat in August, so that might mean a slowing down of the Consumer Index in a few months. Next week, housing starts, existing home sales, and the Federal Reserve, which will very, very likely decide to leave interest rates alone. And maybe President Obama and Speaker Boehner will arm wrestle to settle the matter of the jobs bill. This is Dee Sterling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening. Be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.